Will?
Oh, hello.
Oh, I can see you're busy. I called in at the house, but...
How's George, is he?
Yeah, he's okay. He's fine. I left him with Dad.
So?
There's a few things I want to talk over, if you've got a minute.
Yeah, sure, if you like.
After what happened last night...
Look, I know I was stupid. I lost it. I should have never let Ed wind me up like that. It won't happen again.
All right.
And I fixed up the CD rack this morning, screwed it to the wall, so it's safe.
Okay.
Well, the accident really shook me up. I don't want to see it happen again.
No. Though maybe there's some good come out of it.
How?
It's made me realise what a terrible situation we got into. All this shouting and arguing and misery over who gets to have George and when.
Yeah, well...
All so stupid and pointless.
It weren't just me.
No, I'm not saying it was. I'm just as much to blame, but... If we go on like this, apart from all the stress and what it's doing to us, what's George going to think of us when he's old enough to understand? It's really going to mess him up.
Yeah, I know.
So, from now on, I want things to be different. We've got to stop fighting and try and think what's best for him and not for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want too, but...
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm willing to forget about the lawyers if you do the same.
So how am I going to know...
Well, we'll sort it out between us. Well, I don't want to stop George from getting to know his dad. And whatever you feel about me, I want him to see us getting on and being decent and civilised like other parents do. So if you're prepared to be reasonable...
Of course I am. I always am.
So we'll talk it through sensibly and make sure he gets enough proper contact time with you. Make an agreement and stick to it. Will?
Okay then. Yes. If you're willing, so am I.